We see your International Women's Day and raise you an International Women's Month. 31 podcasts from 31 women across 31 days. Celebrating and contemplating what it means to be a woman. Our beauty, our failures, our rich heritage, our rage, our power. These are our anthems. Search for Anthems on all major podcast platforms.
Hazel Irvin here at Spencer Park in Coventry, where 37-year-old Emily and her mates are taking part in a fancy dress fun run to fundraise for Sport Relief. And that means I've been lumbered with her dog, Tilly. Oh, Tilly, not over there. And they're off. An impressive array of costumes on show today, everything from penguins to pirates, all taking on poverty and injustice. Respect. Spectacular. Poverty getting crushed by Katie on a space hopper. Easy. Coming into the final stretch now, and it's neck and neck. I think we're in for a photo finish here. But it's Suzanne smashing through injustice. She is our winner. Hey, Tilly, get off my tutu. Tilly, sit. You can help change the world too. Just order your free fundraising pack at sportrelief.com. Sport Relief. It's game on. This message was brought to you by Acast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap that we love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie. Hi. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Sup, brah?
Oh, you know, it's a rainy day here in LA. I'm just socially distancing myself from myself. So I'm just here. I'm just
You're socially distancing yourself from yourself.
My soul is in the living room, but my body is here at the laptop. And I'm just ready to, you know, forget about the woes of the world for an hour and change and talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey.
You know what? They're woes. They're woes of the world.
Whoa.
Whoa. You know what? Forget about your woes. Okay.
Coronavirus. Okay.
So, everybody, guess what? We're not going to shill a bunch of shit today. Go get shirts. Our election shirts are over at crappensmerch.com. You can find live show tickets for stuff over there. And our bonus episodes, they're fun. They're great. You can go get those. This week is a recap of Family Karma. And next week, we're going to cover Love is Blind. And then, you know, lots of other fun stuff. You have access to everything once you sign up. And our Crappens on Demand videos are also over there. This week we did Vanderpump Rules. Last week we did Vanderpump Rules and Jersey. And that's that. Otherwise, we're on to this beautiful recap of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, let's just like dive into New Joys. It's the second installment of the reunion. Traditionally, I've discovered that part two of reunions are a little bit of the more dull ones. They're usually not quite as lively. This is where I think they try to extend it. They draw it out so we can get to three episodes. I was still thoroughly entertained, but this was more of a there was just like a very lengthy interlude in the middle where Andy Cohen just got fixated on Jackie's oral sex behaviors. And I was like, are we really still talking about this? I mean, he went in on Jackie and her like lack of giving blowjobs. He went in harder on that than anything on the Blow Deck reunion with the men.
Oh, yeah. And then when he says at one point, oh, that's an HR violation. It's like, really? Because you're asking your employees about like blowing their hot husband and like you stick your hands down, you stick your hand down men's pants on your show. So,
yeah, I know. Since when is Andy Cohen at liberty to talk about HR violations? He is an HR violation. He's in one big HR violation. Hi, HR violation.
Yeah, so we begin where we ended last week. Look, what if I speak like this now? I will just read all of my text to vocal. What do they call it? Text
talk
to speech.
Talk like Siri. Yeah, text to speech.
This is the bitchy Siri. What? Hey, Siri, what? Oh, God, now my Siri worked. You know who works? You.
There's nothing to repeat.
Oh, shut up, woman. You never work for me. You never work.
She never does. And I also find her confusing. Like, so my car has Bluetooth in it. So if I need to ask her for something, I have to press down a button. And so I press down the button and I hear the boo. And then it goes doo doo. And I'm like, am I supposed to ask the question as soon as I hear the boo? Or do I supposed to ask the question as soon as I hear the doo doo? Or does the doo doo mean, okay, you haven't said anything, so I'm being quiet? Because I found that no matter when I ask the question, she never really quite gets it right. She always winds up calling Whole Foods for some reason.
Yeah, she's not the brightest bulb on the tree. You know, Alexa has really surpassed her. And now Alexa turned on. You see, Alexa, you don't even have to say, hey, she just listens to everything, okay?
Yeah,
and
she's
then
ready.
She calls her best friend, the government, and tells them everything that I said.
Yeah, too bad that we don't have many interesting things to say over in our...
It's the most boring spying on us. You know, we're like, oh, can you believe that crazy lady? Oh, was her dress adorable or terrible?
Yeah, the poor NSA agent has to sit and listen to me talk about the fact that there was like a sale on Degree at Target, so I got a 2-for-1 pack.
Oh, so we begin where we ended last week with Marge. Going, the outside of your book cover's fine. It's the insides suck. Good one. Good one. Nailed it. Nailed it. You're welcome, Joan.
You're welcome, Joan. And so Melissa's like, I think you're a fucking asshole. And Jennifer's like, I think you're the asshole. And Melissa's like, you don't throw an object at another human being because you're gonna walk with Danielle if you do that. And she goes, it's not gonna happen with me, sweetie. It's like an object fight off, you know?
Yes. And I like that Melissa is so brazenly wielding her, I just got someone kicked off this show weapon. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I did it to her and I can do it to you.
Exactly.
But I didn't throw an object at you. I threw an object towards you. And Andy's like, you can't say that. You can't say you threw it towards you. I mean, come on, Jen. She goes, but that wasn't my turn.
Yeah. So why does Teresa expect Melissa to have her back, but Teresa has never once had Melissa's back? And Teresa's like,
listen, she's a big girl. And, you know, She had my back like what? Like one time? Like, big girl. She's a big girl.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm fighting with Jackie. She's not going to jump in about Jackie. She hadn't had my back with Jackie, even Margaret.
And Margaret's like, oh, please. I didn't fight with you. You were mean to me. That's it. And Teresa's like,
whatever.
Yeah, I let a lot of things that you say go. Like when she said it at Dumb and Dumber. Like, I let that go because I didn't really understand it, you know, but I let it go.
Yeah. And he's like, so what do you have to say about people getting mad that you left with Jen instead of staying with Melissa?
She, I don't care. It was the six people here, right? All right. I don't think she threw it at you, all right?
And Jen says, I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were saying. It was like a talking stick. It was, yeah. There wasn't a talking stick, so I used the butter knife.
Yeah, she's like, so I just wanted to make sure I was clear on what you were saying before I freaked out because I was starting to freak out. I just wanted your attention. And Andy's like, well, why does it offend you that she said she's winning, as in Jackie's winning, when what she said is like she's saving her money? She's like, I didn't get mad until she said that her kids will be set in 30 years and mine aren't. And it's like, what about, like, aren't you supposed to be, like, the self-described comedian here? Like, what happened to that part of your personality that you could not even understand what Melissa was saying here? Melissa was literally making, like, a joke about her kids being set up. Like, what happened to that part of Jennifer?
Huh? A lot of hypocrisy. The woman's got child-rearing hypocrisy. Okay.
Yeah.
Jen's like, I don't present to know how my children are going to be set up. She's like,
she got mad in the heat of the moment because of how you said it in.
And Dolores goes, I confess, all right? I was mad. I was mad as well. It was the heat of the moment. I admit it. Throw me in jail. I was offended, in case anyone cares what I think, all right?
You know what? I was having a conversation with you, Melissa, and then Jennifer threw the plate in and went into something else. And Jennifer goes, no, I threw the knife towards the plate. There's like specifics of like the flatware and the tableware, how it's all being like reconstructed in this. No, I threw a napkin that would hit the knife that would then make it fall onto the place setting and make a clank. It would all go towards you. It's like a Rube Goldberg machine at this point.
The dominoes hit over the marble, and the marble rolled down the hill, and then the marble hit a tennis shoe, which kicked off a ball that rolled into a square that opened into a hole.
What the hell? This is the most intricate okay, shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Also, Lord, only on Jersey would someone's defense be,
what, I threw a knife.
Yeah, like she's somehow making it better by saying that she actually threw a knife, not a plate.
I threw a knife at the plate. And it was in your general direction.
She goes, yeah, but I just wanted to get your attention. And Marge goes, you know, but just a simple sorry works.
All right. Yeah. So Melissa accepts the apology and she's like, can we stop throwing things?
If we all do it.
Okay, we cannot stop throwing things. I'm like, boo, this is New Jersey. We want everything to be thrown. Throw it all.
I know, and Andy goes, tables too, Teresa. Just kind of enforcing that he loves all this violence in the first place. So why are we apologizing for anything, you know?
Exactly. So then Andy starts asking Teresa about her Super Bowl commercial that she shot with Caroline Manzo. And he's like, so tell me about that. I mean, so for you guys to shoot together, I mean, you make them back up a dump truck full of money. And she's like, huh? Say it again.
You did it for the money is what I'm saying. She goes,
yeah, of course. I was like, what the fuck? She called my lawyer, and then I had to talk to her. And like, I didn't want to talk to her. And then we talked at it, and then we got into it. And she said, when we's going to see each other, we're going to sit down and talk. And I'm like, excuse me, you don't tell me what to do, stupid. And then I was like, Melissa, how come you didn't stand up for me? And then Joe told Gia that I was fucking some 21 years old. Oh, my God, I'm out on.
Yeah, and so Andy like presses her for what she talked about, and she basically is like,
I said, I'll be honest with you, I think you're a fucking shit person. You were friends with me and my sister and Kathy come on the show, and then you just fucking dumped me like I did some sort of dump truck with money, and you didn't even tell me about the dump truck, you know, like bling 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 bling.
Yeah, and you know, Teresa basically mad that Caroline didn't have her back. How odd that doesn't even ring any bells inside
yeah Teresa. And then Yeah, that's exactly right. Teresa goes, it was all them against me. And then when I asked her why she went with them, she goes, well, they did nothing to me, which is exactly what she says every single episode about Jennifer.
Yeah.
No matter what, you know, I say, no matter what, you's going to think you're right, and I's going to think I'm right, and nobody wants a cannoli machine, all right? Let's just do a job.
So does Teresa still think that Caroline is the rat that called the feds? And Teresa's sort of like, No, but she's kind of like, you know, the things that she said probably put us on the radar. And she's like, you know what? I'm not blaming anybody else. I'm a big girl and I did what I had to do. You know, it's my opinion and how I feel, you know, but like, you know, if we didn't, you know, if I, let's just say if we I can't even say what
you
Teresa's
sound like
saying,
the inside of Teresa's
exactly
brain.
Right. I don't remember what Teresa was saying, but this sounds exactly like what Teresa's saying. Let's just say if it hadn't been for the show, you know, well, either way, that's actually a little farther ahead. But the point is she's now saying that she's not blaming Caroline, but she, you know, she clearly sort of does.
Yeah, she's backtracking and Dolores jumps in and she goes, you know what, Tree, you know what? You can say a lot of things. I'm not sticking up for Caroline. And Eddie goes, yeah, you are. She goes, all right, I'm sticking up for Caroline. But you can say she turned on you on the show or whatever, but to say she called the feds, Tree, she goes,
all right, maybe I said it the wrong way.
And Dolores goes, that's it. That's all I want to hear. That's it. Which I don't
know.
I don't know how that's better. Like, what was the right way? So then Andy is like, well, this is a second reunion, and we are determined to bore the fuck out of everybody at home because it's tradition. So let's talk about Dree's shitty marriage.
I know. It's another bravery montage for Teresa. So, you know, montage of this marriage. And so when we come back, you know, it's like all that stuff. We see Joe saying shit to Teresa and the kids love their dad and blah, 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 blah. By the way, Joe Giudice, wow. Wow, you know what's hilarious? It's not really hilarious, but it's sort of hilarious in its own twisted way. The guy's in jail for 4 years. He finally gets out of jail. He gets immediately sent to ICE, which was not part of the plan. He sits there in ICE in the SHU for a while. And he's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to Italy. I'm going to go to Italy where I can have freedom and I'll be safe. Now he probably can't leave his house again.
Yeah, he did get a doctor degree. He's walking around making Instagram posts like, yeah, so what? Who cares? This fucking coronavirus. Come on. Like, what is it? A big bad monster? Come on. Like, stop.
Yeah, you know he's spraying that shit all over the place. You know he is.
Yeah. The Joronavirus. he's the one spreading it to the old people homes in Italy.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on. So what? I'm just going to stick it in. Come on.
Listen, I got a drug. He like opens up a jacket. You see these drugs? I got these. It'll save you. Yeah. Yeah.
Selling Coronas on the sidewalk.
Dearest. Yeah.
So basically, Marge and Melissa are sitting there pretending they're crying, which is hilarious. Like, I can't. A father, a mother, this children.
A mother.
So is Joe always that abusive to you? And Teresa's like,
nah. You know what? He was always nice to me in real life. He was just on the show, Andy, all right? And I tell my kids to be respectful, Andy. You know, they need to find someone who puts them on a pedestal.
Yeah. And he's like, do you think that he just wanted to tear you down to keep you with him? And Marge is like, that's exactly it, Andy. He was insecure. He wanted to keep it down so she would leave him, even though he's a father and she's a mother and they have children, which breaks my heart, Andy.
Yeah, apparently Teresa, she was saying how, she would always tell her kids,
what I always say is your daddy's a great father and I don't want you to find a guy who speaks to you the way your father speaks to me.
Which, A, is true, and that's, I'm glad she says that, but it's also kind of funny how she's sort of saying it as if it's like this very sweet thing that she's saying, which is actually totally like, your dad sucks. Your dad fully sucks.
And Andy's like, is that true, Melissa, that he was always nicer off camera? And Melissa's like, no. No. She's like, he was definitely worse on camera because he hated, you know, the cameras, but... Like, he was never nice to her, he never kissed her, he never hugged her, and she goes,
he didn't treat me bad or nothing, or I wasn't a stay-in. I had a great marriage.
And everyone's quiet, and Melissa just goes, you could do a lot better. And then Tree's like, oh! You see her getting really pissed off.
It was so good. So Andy's like, okay, so True T, I run into you in Miami, and you're with a group of guys, and I was like, look... Joe's in the can.
What? How'd he get into a can? How'd he fit into a can? They got human-sized cans? No, it's an expression anyway. Joe is in the can.
hey, I hope that she's getting her pipes cleaned. No, well, my brother comes and cleans the pipes when they get clogged. Is that what you're talking about? No, but that's a great fantasy. Let me have a moment with that. Yes, thank you.
And I climaxed. All right, so now we're talking about Miami and the guys you could have let me fuck if you were a decent friend. Let's show one last picture of the body I had before I gave birth to a child. All right, let's look at that. Everybody look at those muscles, and we're back. All right.
Yeah, so what was happening? Were you getting your tree on? She's like,
no, nothing. We were just hanging out having a good time.
Did you down dog him?
Why would I put down a dog? I love dogs.
And then we get a clip of, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. And Marge,
it's a chicken.
And Marge making her, she loves, you know, she needs drinks at a minimum age 21. That's what she likes, which was only, could only be taken offensively by Teresa, because it's like a nice thing to say. It's like Teresa would never be a pedophile. You know, like,
yeah,
who gets mad at that? And then the Teresa versus Marge stuff with Tree getting mad.
Yeah. So Andy's like, so how did your kids react to those cheating rumors? And she's like,
nah, well, I tried to protect them, but like Gia found out from my brother-in-law. Oh, I was so mad. I was so mad.
Because it was Joe Giudice's brother, of course, who told Gia, because, you know, clearly Joe Giudice comes from great, great people. Great. Yeah.
Well, it's just Teresa's not that sad because she has another Joe in her life to blame for everything, you know?
That's true.
And she's like, my kids don't got internet, Andy. They don't got internet.
Okay. So Dolores is like, well, you know, here's the thing, Andy. Without the show, Joe, and Andy goes, well, he wouldn't have been caught, if that's what she means. Yeah, he wouldn't have been caught.
Well, she goes, it wouldn't have happened. Without the show, this wouldn't have happened. That's why the family doesn't like Teresa. Without the show, this wouldn't have happened. And he's like, you mean he wouldn't have gotten caught.
Yeah. And Jack is like, listen, Teresa, I just want you to know, when I said those comments about you, you know, being with a young person, I just had the video of the night that Jen made fun of me, and you put it on your Instagram, and I was still very upset. And Teresa's like, no, I don't care, Jackie, I don't care. She's like, no, but I need to apologize, Teresa, because I was so hurt, and I just was so hurt. I don't care, Jackie, all right? I don't care, Jackie. But I just wanted to hurt you. Jackie, I don't care. And if you asked me now, I wouldn't have said it. She goes, got it. Ugh.
I know, Teresa's like so done with it. She's not even mad at Jack. She's like, literally, I don't care. So, and then what about Margaret and those comments? So Margaret sort of more or less admits that she made a dig at Teresa, but it's like a lighthearted dig. She's like, but you know what though? If she was cheating, who am I to speak? Okay, it's not up to me to talk about what people do behind closed doors. Okay, but I can tell you what happens behind my closed doors. Okay, sex in the morning and construction in the afternoon. Okay, because we got contractors.
And he's like, all right, well, you know, Teresa, have you fucked? Have you had a penis inside of you since you can't understand any other way than I put it? She's like, no, Andy, but I'm not. Well, what about the pool guy? He's a dear friends with Andy. He's like, is he single? Can I fuck him? Can he clean my pipes? Can he down dog me? Maybe tree pose me right on the cornhole? What say you?
But in true, like, really on brand for what we should have always known, the pool guy has a 28-year-old girlfriend, so he's off the market. Well, I shouldn't say he's off the market. It just means he's got a 28-year-old girlfriend. I mean, he could still wind up fucking Teresa, seems like.
Yeah, I don't think that's also on brand. I don't even know that he has a girl. Well, I guess they did say he has a girlfriend. Melissa said he's all over Instagram with 28-year-olds, so I don't know.
Oh, is that what that was? Yeah. I apologize.
So he's skanking around, which, guess what? That's why you shouldn't let your man work out, because that's our natural response to having a good body, okay? If I had a good body, I'd be dead by now, okay?
Do we think something. That there's...
I'd be dead of something by now.
Something. Do we think that that there's going to be a spinoff of, like,
Find Teresa boyfriend.
It's like Tree Meets World or something like that. Do you feel like there will be like a Bravo, a limited 5-episode, 6-episode series where Teresa and her two best friends that we've never met before, and then occasionally Dolores go and like try to set her up with guys?
Rosie and Rosemary. Rosanna.
Rosanna and Rosanna.
Yeah, Rosanna and Rosanna. So he's like, what kind of guy do you want? A guy that makes a laugh. Can she even talk? You know, I mean, no, she can't. I know the answer to that because it's Teresa, but come on. And Teresa says,
Joe never made me laugh, you know. Like, I don't ever remember laughing with Joe. I want my next guy to be Jewish, Andy, because they're funny. They like holes with bread. They like bread with holes in it, Andy, all right?
Jennifer goes, yeah, now you can go on J-date.
I don't do that. I don't break the law anymore. No, not J-walk. J-date.
I want someone to be sweet and gentle with me, Dandy, like Jews. I'm done with the whole Italian tough guy thing, Andy. I want a bread with holes. That's it. That's what I want.
And he's like, well, Eileen from Bismarck says, before Adriana, you tried in vitro. Would you try that again with a new man?
It's like, I'm not sticking anything in my vitro, Andy, all right? It's too kinky for me, all right? I was just a married lady, all right?
But I'm thinking about I might freeze my eggs and stuff. And I'm like, listen, I'm not trying to age shame you. But, I mean, even Andy, like, he goes, time's a ticking. He's like, TikTok, whatever. You know, she's like, blink, 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 blink. Like, I don't think she even understands. She's like, no, I know. I got to make an appointment. Yeah, time's running out for appointments this week.
That was funny. He's like, come on, you better get on it.
Yeah.
You're a little late. So Melissa goes, just so you know, honey, to Jen. And Jen goes, don't call me honey. She goes, your friend there wants a baby too. And Andy goes, so is it okay when Tree wants to do it, even though she's old lady Methuselah eggs, freezing raisins, basically? Who freezes a raisin? Can I ask you that? Jen's like, she would be experiencing something new with somebody new. Guys who like holes in their bread, Andy. You heard it here first.
And Melissa's like, oh, okay, so I can have a baby, but just with someone else is not my husband, right? Jennifer's like, yeah, sure, that works out. Yeah, that checks. That's definitely a storyline.
So then he goes, so she's not too self-absorbed to have a baby? And Jen goes, no, Andy, I don't think so. And then the whole other couch, the entire couch, just starts going, wow, 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 wow. Just my favorite Jersey trend of the season.
Wow.
I tried to give myself a whale embryo inside me with in vitro, and guess what? I got sued by Vineyard Vines again. Like, they just knew it. I've had enough.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Hey, it's Samira Mighty from the Loose Lips podcast. Myself and Georgie Porter chat about all the latest news, and we love to focus on you and your stories too. That's why we're big fans of Vinted. It's all about you. Whether you want to sell or buy secondhand fashion, you have to get on Vinted. You can sell what you don't wear anymore without fees, or find trendy items for great prices in there too. So what are you waiting for? Download the free Vinted app and find that perfect outfit, or upload your first item and start selling.
Stay warm for a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas. Have a good afternoon.
It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Ben's commercial.
So Andy's like, let's welcome the biggest douchebags on Bravo that we love. They're the Jersey Husbands. Come on.
Ooh. So they come out. They're carrying Bill like they carried him on the Jersey Shore when he was wasted. It was like, ha, 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 ha. It's fun times. They all sit down, and Andy's asking questions. He asked Bill something. I don't even remember what he asked Bill. Probably like, well, you got drunk. He's like, yes. And then he's like, Frank, is Joe Gorga a good kisser? Yes. But he just takes it too far. He asked me to see my penis backstage.
Well, Dave is with Dolores now. Is there a lady for you, Frank? Does she spend the night? He's like, Dolores is like, yes, we have a curfew, Auntie, all right? And you're never going to believe how old she's 30, Auntie. She's 30 years old. And the guys are like, yeah, bro.
Yeah. They're all... So, Joe Bonino, any progress on the home renovation? Tell him, Joe. Tell him everything. Okay. Tell him that you allowed other contractors into the house. He's like, well, Margie, let me allow other contractors into the house. Tell him, Joe. Tell him everything. Tell him that you allowed a whale in, too, and he didn't tell Vineyard Vines. Oh, God, we're on TV. Oh, no.
Oh, God, we're going to lose that empty plot of Deathland beside us now. All right, Joe, tell him what you did. And he goes, well, I have to approve of them, and they have to be friends of mine, because we're Italian, Andy. And he's like, all right. Andy goes, well, this is rude, but Marge, have you fucked any of the contractors yet?
I like that for the first time ever, Andy prefaced one of his questions with, well, this is rude, but I'm like, oh, this is the rude question? So then he starts talking to Joe Gorga, who has so much lip gloss on. I feel like he just like made out with like a Blistex thing. I mean, it was just like his entire everything between his nose and his chin was just shiny.
Yeah. Oh, Gorga. Bless his little stripper heart. I love him.
Yeah. Andy's asking Evan if he knows any Jewish guys for Teresa. And by the way, Evan has a darker fake tan than Teresa does. This is the first I think we've seen on Jersey when one of the husbands is even tanner than Teresa.
This is probably real.
You think so? It looked kind of orangey and uniform.
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel like rich people, everywhere they are, it's like really sunny, you know, because they're rich.
That Denver Nuggets, Colorado suntan you get.
Yeah. So he's like, so Evan, how'd you feel about your wife saying on national TV that she doesn't give you BJs? And he goes, actually, it was great, Andy, because it kind of added pressure on her. So that was fun. Yeah. Oh, and what Bill said was, Andy's like, so Bill, do a lot of plastic surgery on your own wife, huh? And Bill's like, oh, yes, Andy. Actually, I do plastic surgery on all of my family members. Good job, eh? I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to do that, but hey, I love a bargain.
Yeah, seriously. So then we get like a montage of wacky husbands, blah, 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 blah. And when we come back, Judy asks, hey, why did Joe not want Antonia to see a sex ed video, but then you had no problem showing Danielle's sex tape to your friends?
What the Joe's fuck like, kind of question is that anyway, that you wasn't, moron? Who writes this question? That's stupid.
I know, that was a really dumb question, and the fact that they even asked it was even more ridiculous. It's like, okay, there's an obvious difference. One is a cautionary video. And the other is
education, and the other education. Is Danielle stop having sex. Like, what don't you understand?
Yeah, exactly. So Joe is like, he's like, you know what? These women are all hypocrites, because you know what? If one of us had a sex tape and they're all around on one of those stupid girl vacations they do when girls get around, they do things like talk about maybe open a business someday, something ridiculous. You know what they would do? They would look at one of our sex tapes. I'm like, I mean, I would do it. I don't know if these women would. I don't know if these women are like hankering to see like Frank Catania, you know, bang a waitress and call her his little apple martini.
Well, he's specified. He's like, you would have watched Evan's sex tape. And she goes, yeah, if it was Evan. which, you know, Jackie didn't. They didn't have a lot of angry faces of Jackie, but. That could be this could be a future problem. I'll just put a bookmark on that.
Okay.
So Andy's like, so should you repropose to Dolores, Frank? Because, God, the only thing a woman could possibly want is to marry a man. We talk about that. What else would a woman want in her life than to be married, right?
Yeah. I'm so glad that we're addressing this for the fourth year in a row. Wonder if it's changed in any possible way.
I'd just like to ask this next question to Ariana. Ariana, why won't you have a goddamn baby already? All right. I know it's a different show, but I still need to get it out there. Right.
Hey, Robin Dixon. Still have feelings for Juan? Still have feelings for Juan? Anyone? No? Okay. So he basically asks, he's like, so Frank, are you gonna like propose? Why doesn't Dolores just kick David to the curb and Frank just propose? And Frank's like, that's not my place, Andy. I'll tell you what my place is: to spit everywhere and knock over pasta. That's my place.
Tell me about it, Andy. Jeez. You know who I need to marry? The fucking Roomba. I'm going to tell you that right now, Andy. Right? The Roomba does more work in our house following Frank around than any wife could ever do. Right?
And then Dolores says, you know what, Andy? I have the best of both worlds. David says, go do whatever you want. And I have a guy I like spending time with once in a while. If that doesn't say the best of both worlds, having a casual experience with someone I sort of like and the freedom to go to the Hallmark store, I don't know what it is.
All right. Well, here's my next question. Will Evan give me a blowjob? Anybody? Anybody want to take that? All right.
Evan,
well,
since your wife isn't giving you blowjobs, would you be open to closing your eyes and receiving one from an anonymous mouth on the stage that might be sitting here in this center seat?
And now for the question about the storyline that proves storylines can be idiotic and go on for way too long and still be interesting, unlike Lucy Lucy Apple Juicy. The fight over pizza at a kid's birthday party.
What do you think about that?
He's like, well, I believe in not spoiling kids, because, and we can give them a pretty good life, but I'm a true believer that if you give kids more, they'll keep asking for more. If you want that, you want them to earn it, you know?
Yeah. And Bill's like, well, I believe in not criticizing other people, closing my eyes, and not asking about anything that's happening below my belt, Andy. Mm.
I'll accept that offer. Mm. And he's like, yeah, you leave that to your wife, right? And Jennifer's like, you know what? He would kill me if I had a party and only get pizza if there were duds there. I'm like, you know what? Stop with this. First of all, I mean, there's like maybe like half a merit to the point that like if you're having a bunch of adults over and you're serving pizza to the kids, maybe you get something that's like non-pizza for the adults, maybe. But the truth was, this fight was not originally about pizza. This fight was that Jennifer was saying that Jackie is stingy with her money, as evidenced by the fact that she only gave pizza, which is a subtle but different thing than saying you had a pizza and you were like you weren't being. You threw a shit for adults, which is what she's now changed it into. It's not the worst thing to say at someone. Like, sure, maybe she should have had some salad or some sandwiches. But at the same time, it's a kid's birthday party, and maybe you could have just eaten pizza and gotten over it, because pizza is delicious.
Yeah. So Jackie's like, you know what? You guys do you, but you don't have to criticize everybody else. And Jen goes, yeah, there's a spectrum. Whatever that means. Andy's like,
spectrum.
Kids' birthday party spectrum. Andy, her children are on the spectrum of having terrible birthday parties. That's what I meant. So Andy's like, so Bill, how did you allow these guys to turn you into a Jersey Guido? And he's like, I said to Frank. Oh, no. Dolores says, I said to Frank, if anything happens to Bill Layden, you're fucking dead. All right?
Yeah.
Bill, do you regret the fishing trip?
Oh, no. It was a great experience. Oh, I just loved it. I was there. My chest hair was out, bosoms ablaze in the wind, with my closest male friends, just a bunch of men all together, getting rowdy on the high seas. My breath is getting short just thinking about it. Fun times.
And what about Joe Gorgas saying you need to bang your wife more?
And Jennifer goes,
listen, honey, my husband is fully loaded by your shit and blacks. Nailed that.
And Gorgas like, yeah, I knew that was coming out. And Andy's like, well, it is interesting. You talk about being Tarzan every single day of your life, and then we find out you've got 3 sperm. I mean, come on.
Is it interesting? Just asking.
There may only be 3 sperm, but they're humongous. You know, they're like huge, roided out sperms. They're like always fighting and rolling around. Yeah, they've got like spray hair on.
They're leaving like spray hair stains and fallopian tubes.
Jill Gorga, your doctor came on and told us that the only sperm he's ever seen bacne on is yours. Anything to say about that?
Joe Gorga, we heard your sperm tripped and fell as I was trying to go through a screen door. That's weird.
That was me, Andy. All right.
Oh, I'd do either one of you. All right.
So then Gorga's like, it doesn't matter, you know. I'll get you pregnant. My sperm is so strong. And Andy's like, that's an HR violation. Anybody else want to stick their hand in a box and see if it's a penis or a fire truck?
Hey, I've seen that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, I will be your junior. Love it. Anyway, is there anything Bill wants to say to Joe right now about the sex things or whatever?
Because basically Jennifer and Bill are like, you know, there's Jennifer says like,
you know, the sex life has picked up because Olivia's out of her bed at last. It's only been 5 years. So now we can have sex, but, you know, it's that. And Joe's like, yeah, you see what I did? I made their love life better, you know?
I love to motivate, he says.
Yeah.
Which is great, considering his Instagram. And Melissa goes, yeah, he's a motivator. And Martin goes, he's a sexual motivator, Betty. And everyone just starts cracking up at Joe being a motivator. And he looks so offended. He's like, how dare you? So then Andy's like, all right, Bill, this season you left off Joe's comments. But anything else you want to say? And he's like, well, you know, in a common way to most men, it's just sex, all right? There's more to life. It's not an excuse, Andy. If I come home and she's in the mood, we do it. If I come home and she's not the mood, I do it. Got it, Andy.
There's so much more to life than just sex, Andy. I mean, there's the latest opening on Broadway and
the Oprah Super Soul podcast.
You never know when there's going to be a great sale at Neiman's, am I right?
And Jen's like, how can you with kids everywhere? I've got so many kids. I'll be on the shitter and my kids come in like, Mom, can I get something off of Amazon? And Andy goes, which bathroom? He hates her, and it's so funny. And she goes, it's a lot of kids, Andy. And he goes, it's a lot of bathrooms. And he just like looks back at the camera. He has no patience for this Jen character.
Well, because she's been interrupting probably too much and making it hard for them to edit. So that's why he's probably pissed off. Or maybe they're making Andy re-ask questions because of her. So, yeah, he is pissed. Also, it made me think that her kids are just basically like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. I'm just imagining Jennifer just sitting in a bathroom and then like little Olivia's like just burst through the door with an axe like, oh, play and no play makes Olivia very angry, Olivia.
Well, they do always have like weapons as toys, you know?
That's true.
And it's like a dart comes through the bathroom door, breaks it down.
Well, after all that talk about how the guys, you know, getting sex and Evan not getting his blowjobs and Bill and Jennifer working on their sex and yada yada and the sperm, whatever, let's move on to a montage of who's getting it and who's not. Yeah, let's look at more of this.
Who takes loads in their mouth and who doesn't? Thanks for coming on, guys.
Okay. It's like, Joe, hey, Melissa, Joe says you guys have sex 5 times a week. Is that true? And please give me all the details. Not an HR violation if it's in the public's best interests, right?
And she's like, well, we have sex 3 or 4 times a week, Andy. And Joe's like, well, 6 to 7, huh? Because if I don't get that, if I don't get it 6 to 7, if I only get it 3 one time, I make up for it in the next week. Right, Andy, huh? Right, huh?
I'm like, we're really still, you know, it's not that I'm like a prude. It's not like, well, I feel like sometimes I am a prude. It's not like, you know, all these people are game. They don't mind talking about their sex life. They talk about it on camera, you know, like far be it, like, you know, they're happy to answer these questions. It's just not interesting to me. Like, I really don't care how many times they have sex. I don't care if Jackie does or does not give blowjobs to Evan or if she likes oral sex. And so the fact that like we are now dwelling on it for like 15 minutes, it feels like. I'm like, isn't there? There was way more interesting stuff going on this show than this. What about Rosanna and Rosanna? Why not? Why don't we discuss them? How do they have two friends named Rosanna and Rosanna? Do they get them confused? How do they do the obstacle course and like properly delineate the two Rosannas? How about that?
How often do they wash their hands? That's a question I think we all do.
How often do they have sex with Joe? Oh, damn it.
I fell into the trap.
He's like, so, is Evan do oral? Come on. If Evan has to do oral to you, that's not fair if he can't do it to me. I mean, right, guys?
And Jackie's like, you know what? It's not him, Andy. It's me. You know, I just don't need oral. I don't like it. And Evan's like, I've asked. Look, I have a low-sodium diet. What did that mean?
I think he said that he was saying that she doesn't like it, and he's, like, happy to not do it. And he said, I have a low-sodium diet because, like, maybe vagina juices are, like, salty. I don't know.
Are they?
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm proved that. Okay, I don't want to talk.
Are they? I didn't know that.
I just assume it's a bodily fluid. I feel like most bodily fluids have some sort of, like, salinity that's
Oh, jeez. Are we going to have to start calorie counting sperm? Like, what the hell? I don't want to think. I think body limits should be a free food on Weight Watchers. Or, body liquids should be a free food. I don't think we should worry about, like, the macros and sperm or lady juice, whatever you call it.
I'm just going to have some V8. So Andy's like, well, I can't believe that all the women can take it or leave it with oral. Because he asks everyone, he's like, so who here, like, he then pulls the room, like, so who here likes oral? Well, this is important. And, like, most women are like, eh, wow, I can't believe it. I have 20 more questions about oral, and you guys don't even like it.
And then he goes back to Evan. And he's like, all right, well, just, you know, come on, Evan. Now, just because Jackie doesn't like oral doesn't mean she should deprive you of it. All right, it was a question from Andy and Andy Town, all right? So, Evan, have you looked inside your Instagram to see if you've had offers from someone just with Andy? Not even the last name, just Andy. I don't know who could be. And Evan's like, yeah, I got some weird fucking offers from someone with a really weird little pre-baby body. It was me. Are you going to have an answer?
Hey, can I just ask my 7th follow-up question about this whole oral sex thing? What was it like for you the day that you went into work? The day after Jackie said that she doesn't like giving blowjobs. Remember that moment that most of the audience didn't care about, but I'm just going to fixate on right now? What was that like?
What was it like when you came to your desk and saw the edible arrangement from Ad Andy that said, I'll blow you anytime, stud? You never wrote back, so what'd you think about that?
So when you went into your office and the guys were all just like, man, I can't believe you don't get blowjobs. Did any one of them say like, hey, since you're not getting any blowjobs, I could help you out with that? And then like, since there was no one else around, you were like, no, this is crazy. And then he was like, no, it'll feel just like your wife. And then like, he went down on you and like, it was cool. Did that happen?
Have you ever told somebody that you're in the military and you haven't had a mouth on your dick in a long time? Have you tried that?
Hey, you ever, like, when Jackie leaves and you're like, man, I didn't get a blowjob again. I'm hungry, so you order some pizza. And a pizza guy comes and, excuse me, what sort of fancy is this with his only pizza?
Oh, God. So then Jen does jump in. She's like,
Bell may not get... But Bill may not get sex every day, but he gets BJ's, Andy. We go to the bathroom and I take care of him and then I go kiss the kids goodnight.
What the fuck?
I know. What? Please tell me there was some scope involved or Listerine.
I know you skipped a point in this story. Please tell me you rinsed with hydrogen peroxide first.
Wow. So, Evan, when you're on the subway and you're going home and you're just dozing off to sleep, do you ever think about what it would be like if a stranger who looked like a sort of middle-aged man in a turtleneck would just cozy up to you and slip his... we're doing a reunion. Sorry about that.
Oh, God. So Andy's like, so Marge, you said you don't like fucking in the morning, or you don't, when do you like to fuck, Marge? The morning? She goes, yes, actually, you know, the morning, lunch, I just don't like to be squeezed after dinner, Andy, all right? I don't like to be squeezed.
I feel very full, okay? You know, dinner time is when I usually have my Fudgy the Whale cake, and so I just don't want that coming up. God.
And Frank, no one believes you and Dolores aren't banging, all right? And Frank's like, I'm going to stick with what Dolores says, Andy, huh?
Until he sets Dolores up, he's like, haha. So, do you guys ever have a slip up? You guys ever, you know, you're sitting in bed and you're hearing all those girls giving Frankie a blowjob? Oh, let's talk about Frankie. Yeah, wait, is Frankie here?
So Dolores denies that she's still having sex with Frank, but he's not. But then they both kind of deny it awkwardly, and so I guess they're still banging. So then Andy's like, all right, here's a question from Enad. And
he goes, here's a fun question. By the way, no, this, he doesn't even read this one off. This is actually of truly an Andy question, because it's like it came to his head and he thought it was like so hilarious. He goes, wait, here's a fun question. If you weren't married to your current husband, who would you go for in the group and how many blowjobs would you give him? Okay, let's start with all of you guys all at once. And Melissa goes, this is a weird question.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not answering that. So Benino's like, Dolores. And Dolores is like, yeah, that's my boyfriend, Auntie. We're in love. I love that little man. I love that little lucky charm. And Andy's like, Dirty, you're single. And she's like, I'm not answering that, Andy.
Come on, there's got to be one guy up here you'd want to fuck. Fine, my brother.
No, can't have fucked him before.
All right, then what with Brett with holes, Andy?
And Evan's like, I'm Jewish over here, huh? Because Jen says, there's only one Jewish guy, Andy. Because we all know now that Tree wants to bang Jackie's husband, which, you know, makes this so much more comfortable.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun. I like that. So then we go outside.
Oh, God.
And this, like, SUV pulls up. It's like, dun, 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 dun. And it's like Danielle. Danielle coming out of this SUV, like, okay, let's get this SUV. All right, where's my stroller for my dog? I need to get the stroller for my dog.
I need the stroller for Fendi. Marty, get the stroller. Get the stroller for Fendi, Marty. And everyone's, you know, having a good time. And then the real problem in all of this shows up. Priscilla.
Oh, yeah.
The real strength behind these shows is fucking Priscilla spreading everybody's gossip to each other.
Exactly. I know. Makeup artist to the stars. So Andy tells everyone that Danielle is going to be there. Oh, good. Satan has arrived at the building. Okay, but it's fine. I brought my good luck crystals. That was for you, Joan. I know you like some crystal humor. I've been workshopping it for a few years. I hope you liked it.
Did he call her Danielle Stubb?
No, he said Stubb. It was
someone in this episode.
Joe Gorga called her Danielle Stubb. I guess, yeah. I think that's like their thing. They call her Danielle Stubb.
Danielle Stubb. So Andy's like, Melissa, have you seen Sam's Danielle since you told her to hit the bricks? So then we get this. We still, you know, of course, it's just a promise for next week, which is going to be really fun for us. But Andy's like, Jen, the video of Jackie was very mean girls. You just trying to impress Teresa.
She was like, no, she was making me laugh, and I was very impressed. That's all.
And then it's like, it's the video, for people who forget, was Jennifer making fun of Jackie, saying, define stalker, Mrs. Merriam-Webster, define stalker.
Maggie from Bedford says, Jennifer, your daughter is bullied, and you posted a video bullying somebody else? How is that any different from Joe Gorga wanting to show his daughter Danielle Stubbs' vagina on his phone?
So Jennifer's like, well, technically I never posted anything. Listen, you know what? Sometimes when I tell a story, I reenact a scene. It's just what I do. I'm an actress and a comedian and hopefully learning to direct soon, but haven't directed yet. So I didn't post it. I just love making people laugh. I'm like, okay, so the whole reason why you can make fun of people is because you're quote unquote telling a story to reenact a scene to make people laugh. Like, who does that? Who would do that? Who would, like, start a podcast with his friend and do that for 8.5 years? You know, who would do that? Seriously.
Yeah, totally. Monster. And she's like, I never even posted that. Technically, to better than Andy. And Jackie's like, this is a classic example of cyberbullying, Andy. And I will not stand it.
I was throwing the... Well, here's what happened. I threw the knife at the plate, and the plate hit the camera, and the camera pressed record. That's all.
Justify it all you want, but that's why you're a poor role model. She's like, and you're a good role model. You're no role model. You think I want to grow up to be just like you? Absolutely not.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I think you're boring as shit. And Jackie goes, who, me? To me, what did I stutter?
You're very vanilla. And Jackie's like, well, I think it's funny that someone who just sits at home all day and gets plastic surgery is going to call me boring. She goes, you are boring. Money can't buy you class, but it also can't buy your personality.
That's not the lyrics, you bitch.
Although I do appreciate how you didn't even try to rhyme anything in a song. That is on brand. So
that was
good.
And the lack of notes. The lack of notes was very, really great.
And she's like, but I find it ironic. I never even posted the video. And Teresa did. And now I'm in trouble. And I said, is she going to get mad at this, Teresa? And Teresa was like, oh, well. And then hit send and there. Dolores goes, ah, there you go, right under the bus.
Yeah, she goes, I thought it was funny. I mean, she's an adult, you know? Jackie's like, well, you know what? Teresa and I were in a bad place, and, you know, that's fine. So I didn't take it. I wasn't mad at that. But you know what, though? I thought you were my friend, and you thought you were my friend, but then you're making fun. If I was sitting there, I probably would have thought it was funny. Probably not, because you're not very funny in general, but maybe I would have thought it was funny. But I wasn't there, so it really hurt.
Yeah, and Joan's like, well, everyone tiptoes around Teresa like it's fine for Teresa, but not me, a bunch of wimps. And Andy's like, yeah, actually, Jackie has never tiptoed around Teresa. And Melissa's like, you're the only one who tiptoes, literally. Yeah. Melissa is now, I don't know, thinking like she's taking Meghan Markle's spot in the castle. I don't know. But she's like,
I do like when Melissa has a British accent. In fact, I actually would like it if all of next season she just had her British accent, because that would be great.
So Maria from St. Paul asks, hey, Jackie, I'd say you're several IQ points above Teresa and Jennifer. And then Teresa goes, what? Is it embarrassing when they argue with you? And Jackie's like, I'm not nervous. Let's put it this way. I'm not nervous to argue with anyone because I don't think anyone else is going to win. And Jennifer goes, oh, no. And Teresa goes, whatever. I'm like, well, case in point.
But before she answers, Teresa goes,
that's a stupid question.
Are you embarrassed to argue with such stupid people?
And I love that their defense, like, the question is, the accusation is, you people are too dumb to argue with, and their defense is,
whatever.
Yeah. Why do you act like you're better than Jen? It's like, she doesn't act like she's better than Jen. She just acts better than Jen, you know?
Yeah.
And Jen's like, yeah, you know what? She says, oh, you're winning. And then you come in with jazz hands, jazz hands. You got jazz hands, huh? Jazz hands.
Jazz hands are apparently off limits now. Apparently when someone compliments you in a public space and you feel a little awkward, you cannot do jazz hands to sort of lighten the mood. That is now no longer allowed.
Well, Jen's mad that she brought a gay brother who plays show tunes onto the show. She should get spirit fingers first, you know?
Yeah.
So Jordana asks, Jackie, but aren't you a little embarrassed about the party you threw? I mean, you party favors in a box in the driveway, little boys throwing balls. Evan was upstairs knocking on the blowjob. What sort of party was this?
I'm not embarrassed in the least, Andy. Do you think 11-year-old boys give a fuck what you put on the ground? Every mom related to that storyline. I've got hordes of messages from mothers, Andy.
I got hordes of messages in rebuttal.
I'm like, okay, relax, Judge Judy.
I know. Can I even talk? Melissa, what do you think of that? And Melissa's like, well, you know, I'm guilty of throwing very lavish parties.
Don't feel guilty. If I say you're guilty, you shouldn't feel guilty for loving your children.
At least it wasn't on a driveway. Who uses a driveway anyway?
So then Dolores is like, Andy, can I say something? When I was getting divorced, I brought pictures of the parties that I used to throw for my kids. You know what? We would close down the streets. We'd have very big parties. And we see these pictures, and she has, like, a fucking carnival ride. Like, not just, like, a cute little thing. It is, like, a full-on thing that you sit in and goes upside down. I was like, what? Where did this come from?
I know. We see Leanne Locken, you know, like, with a wrench behind her, like, making sure that the Ferris wheel keeps working. I took those pictures into the judge, and I said, listen, this is my lifestyle that I'm accustomed to. And he goes, how'd that go for you? She's like, not well for me, Andy. I actually got tickets for shutting down the street. So the point is,
your lies were my childhood. How could you? How could you lie about my childhood to the judge? How could you? So then Dolores starts talking, and then Jennifer interrupts with who knows what, and Margaret's, oh my god, can Dolores just talk already? I mean, yeah. She goes, this is what we're here for.
And then they go, coming up, blah, 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 blah. Everyone yelling over each other. So then we come back, and Melissa's like, no one was speaking to you. And Jen's like, that's what we're here for. And then it's like, I was asking Jen stuff. And Dolores is like, listen, here's why I defend Jen. I know that she doesn't mean to offend anyone, Andy. All right? You don't get mad at the common colds. Okay, it's going to get anybody that's around, all right? And he's like, but why can't you just keep your mouth shut about the party, Jennifer? Why do you have to bring it up again?
She's like, Auntie, I had to bring it up because the moment was stolen from me.
Because Marge told her while I was in the bathroom. All right? And I didn't get extravagant parties when I was growing up. My parents were saving money because they were immigrants. And that explains why I go above and beyond for my children.
It's like, what are you making this Lifetime movie over there?
I know. That's because no one ever did it for me. And so Jackie goes, well, you know, the thing is that we actually do have a lot of – what we do is we give our children experiences. So, for instance, my kids love the Denver Nuggets. So you know what we do? We get on airplanes. We go see the Denver Nuggets. We hang out with the Denver Nuggets all weekend, and we stay at the Four Seasons. They're like, oh, cool. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, she goes, but I just don't show it off. I'm like, you just – showed it off.
Literally. Yeah. Showed that off.
And Joan's like, oh, please, you don't show off. You're wearing Chanel every time I see you.
She goes, yeah, but I don't yell about it, Jennifer. That's the difference.
She goes, well, I like Chanel. Chanel is my own exception to the rule. And they're like, what rule?
I'm a very thrifty shopper, Andy.
And Andy just goes, okay. I'm like, did we forget about how you flew all the way to China to get your chairs?
But that is her version of thrifty, I guess, right?
I guess she's thinking it's thrifty to go to China to get the chairs because she's going to buy them directly wholesale. But all the money that she spent, I don't know. I'm not even going to apply logic to it.
Yeah, it's Jen. So they keep talking about this, and Andy's like, do thrifty parties really hurt children when you're raising them? And Jennifer's like,
parties don't hurt kids, Andy.
And Jackie's like, can I speak? Parties don't hurt kids or something. And Jennifer's like,
I agree, parties don't hurt kids, Andy.
Yeah, Jackie's like, it's fun to have a crazy party, but just, you know, you got to teach them that there are other aspects of life, you know, like going to the Denver Nuggets, you know? So then Andy reads a question. It's Laura from Oahu, but the way Andy pronounces it, he goes, Laura from Oahu says, Jennifer, your apologies suck.
Why can't you just be genuine? She's like, oh, God, I did genuinely want to make up with her, but I apologize.
And Jackie's like, oh, really? Then why did you walk away rolling your eyes at me? Like, I guess I have to have another drink to go apologize to Jackie. And then you just get a little side conversation of Melissa going, God, she's so desperate. And March goes, she's a thirsty turd.
Yeah, thirsty turd. Yeah, that's, by the way, that is not owned by Vineyard Vine, so I will trademark that one. Thirsty turd. I thought she said thirsty turtle, actually. So thirsty turd makes more sense.
Oh, maybe it was thirsty turtle. I don't know.
Who knows? I'm going to trademark both of them. Okay, a thirsty turtle with a thirsty turd. So Jennifer goes, shut the fuck up.
Melissa's like, oh, you don't like it when other people talk over you. It sucks.
Yeah, what's the matter? You can't get your sentence out.
Oh, God.
It's like a hilarious taunt.
Yeah. So then it's the t-shirt. Was that t-shirt saying sorry, not sorry? A ripoff of a song or just a terribly bad joke or a passive aggressive? I don't know. Can we talk about Evan sitting on my face some more? Evan, can someone bring Evan back here?
Evan, I will be your new office chair. So will Jennifer and Jackie ever reconcile? And Jackie's like, no, I don't want to. You know, at this point, I've tried really hard to keep toxic people away from me. And so that's what it is. And Jennifer goes, same. Ditto, you're no picnic. And everyone's like, oh, she's no picnic.
So then we go backstage and Danielle is basically, you know, there's like a dump truck dumping cement on top of her face and smoothing it out so it has time to dry before the reunion. And she's getting ready and Priscilla's like, are you excited? And she's like, no, I need to be heard. I asked to be seated next to Andy and it's not a plea. It's a demand.
Well, good luck with that. So next week we have the final episode, Danielle Staub's big moment on the stage. What will happen? Who knows? Until then, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Go to watchcrappins.com to get links to all the good stuff, Patreon, merchandise, etc., etc., etc. And we'll be back on Monday with more good stuff. And if you missed it, we did do a Summer House recap that's already up. So go listen
and
to that,
switched
too.
Days. So, yeah. Everybody, we sure love you. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas. Have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
We see your International Women's Day and raise you an International Women's Month. 31 podcasts from 31 women across 31 days. Celebrating and contemplating what it means to be a woman. Our beauty, our failures, our rich heritage, our rage, our power. These are our anthems. Search for Anthems on all major podcast platforms.